It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A measles outbreak in southwestern Wisconsin is up to 36 cases, more than doubling the number from last week.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the first cases were reported in Lafayette and Iowa counties. New cases were identified this week in Grant County.
More than half the measles cases in the state this year have been in children, 17 and under, the vast majority of whom were unvaccinated against the illness.
We're checking in on the latest developments and the public health concerns that come with its spread.
Dr. Ryan Westergaard is Chief Medical Officer and State Epidemiologist for Communicable Diseases for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Dr. Westergaard, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me back.
We gave some of the numbers there. What stands out to you? What maybe has you worried about this measles outbreak in southwestern Wisconsin?
Well, we're working very hard to contain the spread. As you mentioned, there's been about 39 cases so far. We think this has been going on for the past few weeks. And currently, our colleagues out in Grant, Lafayette, and Iowa County are going door to door, investigating cases, finding a handful of more each day, and doing that important work to get people vaccinated who aren't yet vaccinated so we can get people protected and stop the spread. This is more than we've had in many years in Wisconsin, but we're optimistic that we can contain it by doing the door-to-door work.
Now, nationwide, this is the most cases we've seen this year in, I think, 35 or so years. Just two-digit numbers in Wisconsin, but when you see the number of detected cases double over the course of a week, does that worry you about that sort of exponential spread?
It does, of course. We're specifically concerned about communities that have low rates of MMR vaccination. And there are a number of these in Wisconsin. Overall, we're sitting in about 85% of kindergartners in the state are protected. We want that to be much higher. We'd like it to be 95. So the majority of people in Wisconsin are protected against this disease. So we're not expecting a pandemic-like or a COVID-like explosion with exponential growth. But because measles can be so serious and because it's so easily preventable with vaccine, we try to go and find every single case and try to prevent onward spread. So we're concerned. We're working very hard to try to contain it. But our concern that it's going to be a massive outbreak aren't significant.
That 85% number, it's not evenly distributed, as you're suggesting. Some school districts, as we head toward back to school season, have higher rates. Some school districts have lower rates. Are you trying to focus your efforts on those areas where we see lower rates of vaccination as kids are headed back for the school year?
Yes, absolutely. When we see cases and we see clusters or outbreaks like we have now, we focus specifically on those communities. But we have a standard statewide universal recommendation that two doses of MMR vaccine for all children entering kindergarten is the best way to eliminate measles. Actually, not just reduce the risk, but before 2020, most of the time we had zero cases of measles per year. And since 2000, the United States officially had declared measles eliminated. That's not to say there were no cases that ever happened. Sometimes people come from other countries where measles is still spreading. But measles elimination means that when there's a case, it doesn't spread around in the community and make many other people sick. So that's the goal, actually, is measles elimination. And if we can get the total proportion of people with their MMR vaccines up to around 95%, that's a very realistic goal and something that we're really working hard to retain.
As you mentioned, that vaccination is one of the best ways to keep from getting it in the first place and then spreading it. If someone suspects that they or their child has measles, what are the symptoms that they should be worried about?
Great question. Measles is what we call a respiratory virus, so it spreads through the air, also on surfaces. You contract it through your nose and mouth, similar to flu or COVID. But when a person does get infected, it infects the whole body. People get high fever, sometimes as high as 105, a whole body rash, and can really feel awful for about a week. Other things that make us think specifically about measles are bloodshot eyes, cough, runny nose. So some of the things similar to a common cold, but that really high fever and that whole body rash is what people should really make them think about measles. So the important thing is when you recognize or when we're concerned about measles, and if they're in a community where there's an outbreak and we're not confident about someone's vaccine status, we want to get the medical attention, but we want to do so in a very careful way. So the recommendation for folks, if they're concerned about measles, is to call the clinic where they're going to go ahead of time so that they can be prepared to do testing, to do the evaluation in a way that prevents the potential spread of measles to other patients in waiting rooms, for example.
And that brings me to B. This is a very contagious disease. If we know, hey, somebody in our household has measles, what do we do to prevent it spreading to others in the household and out in the community?
It's the same recommendation is MMR vaccine. It's such an effective vaccine. Two doses of the MMR vaccine provide about 97% protection. And it's also one of the vaccines that can be used for protection after exposure, so-called post-exposure prophylaxis. So if someone is in a household setting where someone else has measles and they're not confident about their vaccine history, a dose of MMR can be given and has been shown to reduce the risk of developing measles in that person.
We're talking about the latest on the measles outbreak in southwestern Wisconsin, now up over 35 cases in three counties. DHS Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ryan Westergaard is with us. Dr. Westergaard, I think people sometimes think, well, just the measles, you know, you don't want it, but it's not so bad. What are the more serious concerns for people who have measles? They're not vaccinated. They get to the disease. What are the consequences?
Yeah, it's great to think about this because many of us are too young to remember what it was like, but it was pretty dramatic. But before the measles vaccine in 1963, essentially everyone got this infection, 3 to 4 million cases every single year. And as you said, it's not a harmless childhood illness. There were about 400 to 500 deaths a year back in those days, mostly among young children. 50,000 hospitalizations, about 1,000 children with permanent brain damage every year, which comes from swelling of the brain. So it can be very, very serious. About 1 in 20 people, and this is our numbers track pretty closely to this, 1 in 20 people with measles are so sick that they need hospitalization for hydration or for symptom control. So it can make people dreadfully sick. No one wants to have this vaccine. It's not something we should consider a rite of passage. And the great news is that we have really effective tools to prevent it.
What role do local public health departments play in tracking and trying to stop the spread of measles?
They do critically important work, and our colleagues in Lafayette and Iowa County right now are working so hard. We check in with them every day to support them, to find out what's going on. And their goal really, as I said before, is to get us back to that state where we have no measles circulating in our communities. They do this by investigating every single case that we hear about, whether that comes from a clinic or from the lab because of a positive measles test. All these cases of measles are reportable to our local health departments. Then we work together to talk to those people, to privately and confidentially get information about where they've been and people with whom they may have been in contact. Then we reach out to those people, assure that they are protected with vaccine, give people recommendations about staying home while they're sick. So it is a pretty intensive local effort to try to get us back to our goal state, which is no measles circulating in the community.
And what kind of support does the State Department of Health Services provide to those local health officials?
Yeah, we somewhat act as mission control. So we have the data from all around the state. We operate a statewide immunization program that collects data not only about reportable conditions like measles, but also vaccines. We help people with acquiring vaccines. For people that don't have insurance, we have a program called Vaccines for Children, which we can provide vaccines free of charge for people who are uninsured. So we provide a lot of logistical support. And also we are kind of a conduit between our local communities and our national experts at CDC, which, as you mentioned, have been very busy over the past year responding to similar outbreaks in a number of communities around the country. they are the ones with the most scientific expertise, the most laboratory expertise to test and give advice. So we connect, when needed, we connect our local partners with our national subject matter experts to make sure that we're bringing the best science and the best tools, and sometimes even extra support in the form of people who get deployed out to the area where the local health department needs extra support.
When it comes to vaccination, you mentioned for the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, we are under our target numbers in the state. How about the trends over time? What have we seen when it comes to vaccine uptake, vaccine use for kids here in Wisconsin?
We've unfortunately lost ground, particularly since the pandemic. There were a lot of disruptions to outpatient medical care during 2020, 2021, where a lot of medical care was being given virtually. It made it difficult to get vaccines. So our numbers have been going down by a percent or two each of the past years, and that's a concern. So that's one of the jobs that we do at health departments is not only work with local health departments, but work with clinics, work with community-based organizations to get the word out that we have some ground to cover. We have to catch up to try to get our levels back up so we can prevent future outbreaks like we're experiencing now.
And I've seen, at least anecdotally in some other states, when their measles numbers have been getting into three-digit or even four-digit territory, it has inspired more people to go out and get that MMR vaccine for their kids if they'd been hesitant or logistically with COVID they'd had trouble, as you just mentioned. Are you hopeful that seeing this news in the headlines early and hopefully late days in our outbreak here in Wisconsin, are you hopeful that will inspire people to get that vaccine?
I am indeed, and we're actually seeing evidence of that. As I mentioned, we have a Zoom meeting with our local health department partners at each afternoon at 3 o'clock, and we share how many vaccines were given that day, and we all treat that as a success when we can reach families who have chosen to not get vaccines before, and then when we meet with them, and we offer vaccine, and they take the vaccine to get protected. So yes, we're already seeing that people are getting the vaccine when offered, when they understand that, okay, measles outbreak is real now. This is a strong evidence-based way to keep my family safe. And so that's, I think, one of our probably most important messages today is that we have plenty of vaccine. This is a reminder that vaccines are critically important to keep people safe and healthy. And we've got a great system around the country, not only in primary care offices, but also through health departments and pharmacies where folks can get the vaccines that are recommended to keep them and their family safe.
Dr. Westergaard, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Ryan Westergaard, Chief Medical Officer, State Epidemiologist for Communicable Diseases for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, looking at a state measles outbreak.